Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, October 31st, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of science news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
QuantumZyme announces publication of patents supporting sustainable pharmaceutical growth and innovation. QuantumZyme Corp. announces the publication of international patents supporting sustainable pharmaceutical growth and innovation. The World Intellectual Property Organization published QuantumZyme's patent application for modified polypeptides for enzymatic synthesis of ibuprofen, highlighting the company's commitment to sustainable pharmaceutical manufacturing. These patents cover QuantumZyme's biocatalytic method for producing ibuprofen through an enzyme-mediated process, reducing chemical waste and enhancing manufacturing efficiency. CEO Naveen Kulkarni stated that the patents mark an important milestone, validating the strength of their enzyme engineering technology. QuantumZyme's proprietary QZyme Workbench platform integrates quantum mechanics, molecular modeling, and AI-driven optimization to design biocatalysts for sustainable API production. The company plans to continue laboratory optimization, pursue discussions with pharmaceutical organizations for licensing, and file additional patent applications for enzymatic transformations and process improvements.
Biomed News breaks Oncotelic Therapeutics, Inc., OTOTLC, to present SAPUVU-3 data at 2025 San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium. Oncotelic Therapeutics, OTLC, will present SAPU Nano's investigational intravenous desiparticle TM everolimus at the 2025 San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium. SAPUVU-3, developed by a joint venture between Oncotelic and Dragon Oversee, aims to improve bioavailability, reduce toxicity, and enhance tumor penetration in HR-HER2- metastatic breast cancer, RCC, and NET. Oncotelic Therapeutics focuses on developing oncology and immunotherapy products to address high unmet need cancers and rare pediatric indications. CEO Dr. Vuong Trieu has filed over 150 patent applications and holds 39 issued U.S. patents. For more information on OTLC, visit the company's newsroom at ina.ibfm/OTLC.
Beyond the Truce, Why the Rare Earths Market Needs Critical Metals Corp. to Break China's Grip. China's control of nearly 90% of the rare earth elements, REEs, market poses a significant risk to global supply chains. Critical Metals Corp. NASTARML and its Tanbreez project in Greenland offer a solution for Western independence. With demand for REEs projected to quadruple by 2040, the need for alternative sources is critical. Tanbreez, one of the world's largest undeveloped REE deposits, is positioned to provide a secure, non-Chinese supply to North America and Europe. The recent U.S.-China truce may provide a temporary reprieve, but long-term security requires domestic capacity. Critical Metals Corp. is at the forefront of ensuring supply sovereignty, aligning with key initiatives in the U.S. and EU for rare earth independence. The rare earths revolution begins with Critical Metals Corp. and the Tanbreez project.
From explorer to producer, the most compelling mining window. Over the past year, gold, silver, and other precious metals have shown steady growth, making mining companies attractive investments. Lafleur Minerals Inc. exemplifies this shift, owning a fully permitted gold processing mill and trading below its asset value. By transitioning from exploration to production, companies like Lafleur minimize risk and increase value. Other key players in the mining sector include Nicola Mining, Abcourt Mines, and Agnico Eagle Mines. Network Newswire provides financial news and content distribution for companies and investors, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions and syndication to thousands of outlets. For more information, visit www.networknewswire.com. From explorer to producer, the most compelling mining window. Over the past year, gold, silver, and other precious metals have seen steady growth, making mining companies attractive investments. Lafleur Minerals Inc. exemplifies this shift, owning a fully permitted gold processing mill and trading below its asset value. By moving from exploration to production, companies like Lafleur reduce risk and increase value. Other key players in the mining sector include Amex Exploration Inc., Abcourt Mines, and Agnico Eagle Mines Limited. Network Newswire is a financial news platform providing access to various wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, corporate communications solutions. With a wide reach and experienced team, NNW helps companies reach investors, influencers, consumers, journalists, and the public.
Trade war truce between China and the U.S. triggers gold sell-off. The easing trade tensions between China and the United States triggered a sell-off in gold, with the price dropping below $4,000 an ounce. Spot gold slipped over 3% to reach $3,980 per ounce, as diplomats from both countries prepare for an upcoming summit. Companies like Platinum Group Metals Ltd. that are involved in gold production will be closely monitoring the situation. Mining Newswire is a specialized communications platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, providing access to various wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions. For more information, visit miningnewswire.com.
Investor news breaks. Quantum Biopharma Limited, NASDAQ, QNTM, announces private placement of Class A multiple voting shares. Quantum Biopharma, a biopharmaceutical company, has announced a private placement of up to 30 Class A multiple voting shares at $25 per share for gross proceeds of up to $750. The offering, approved by shareholders on September 26, 2025, is expected to be fully subscribed by entities controlled by Zeeshan Saeed and Anthony Derkach. Upon completion, voting rights attached to the Class A shares will increase to 75.27%. Proceeds will be used for general working capital. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.